Public financial management reforms are among the tasks the unity government was expected to carry out during the transitional period per Chapter 4 of the peace agreement. The reforms are also laid out in the roadmap for the extended transitional period, which officially begins today. Edmund Yakani, Executive Director for the Community Empowerment and Progress Organization, says some financial reforms have been carried out, but he says the Ministry of Finance and Planning is dragging its feet in several areas.
We have seen a bit of reluctance from the government in delivering the required finance and economic reforms in Chapter 4. So I'd like to say, as we are rolling out 24 months, I would like to urge the parties and the government to come back and focus on delivering the financial reforms that are enshrined in Chapter 4.
South Sudan Cabinet Affairs Minister Martin Elialomoro admits the government of national unity has implemented public financial management reforms only halfway.
The Ministry of Finance and Planning identified 25 reform provisions in Annex 6 of the roadmap, which are being implemented, and the Ministry established a committee of three persons since the 25th of October 22 to execute and implement those provisions. We are yet to find the first quarter report should be coming towards the Cabinet soon.
Lomoro, who is also the Secretary General for the High-Level Standing Committee, a body tasked with implementing the peace deal, says the Minister of Finance started, in his word, regularly pay operational funds to all agencies as part of the public financial management reform process.
The process of payment divides the total operational budget of all the spending agencies by 12 and pay each institution in monthly portion, the value of which depends on the available cash. Spending agencies are then expected to submit monthly expenditure report to the Ministry of Finance before subsequent allocation is made.
Finance and Planning Ministry officials declined to comment to this program for additional clarification on which financial management reforms have been carried out. But in a full colorful first edition magazine published in January and seen by South Sudan in Focus, the Ministry of Finance listed 11 priorities of the 25 identified public financial reforms. These include the implementation of the Treasury Single Account, strengthening of the cash management, verification of loans and contracts guaranteed against crude oil, strengthening of the Anti-Corruption Commission and the External Audit Chamber. Yakani says provisions in Chapter 4 are meant to improve government's accountability and transparency in managing public finances, which he says are key in the implementation of the 2018 peace deal as a whole. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.